Hello. I am your host, Zuri Flower. Thank you for joining me on this Positive Thursday, the Funny Side of Life, episode 54, Easy Ways to Sharpen the Mind. How are y'all doing on this Positive Thursday? I hope all is going well, especially now since we have a new president in the White House. Well, not officially, but they're electing a new president. Woo, woo! And not only just that, the first woman vice president who was a minority. I am so happy about that. And I know many of you listeners are as well, too. And I know it's been a weight on everyone trying to figure out who is going to be our next president. Y'all should have seen me, y'all. I was so stressed out last week, you know, when the election, they were trying to get the elections to votes in. And I'm all sweating and looking like somebody threw a whole bunch of water on me. I'm so silly. You know I have to make y'all laugh. I'm super excited about today's Positive Thursday topic. When you think about easy ways to sharpen the mind, do y'all think about funny word phrases like when Fred Flintstones off the cartoons used to say, yabba dabba do?
Yabba dabba do.
Do y'all remember the Smurf cartoons? And they used to sing, the blue little Smurfs used to be singing their hearts out. Listeners that used to watch the Smurf cartoon every morning back in the day, how can you not forget the song? La 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 la. I'm sure that would help sharpen our minds. And even back then and even now today. A family member is going to, dang, I forgot what I was going to say. Moving forward. I forgot. Oh my gosh. All right, moving forward. This is what I want to say, everyone. Playing games can help sharpen the mind. For those of you that are big kids like myself who play games, not only for fun, but also to help with that thinking, Wheel of Fortune.
Welcome to Wheel of Fortune. The category is a fictional character.
Get This Game, which is a favorite of many people who don't want to be a millionaire. Now, that's a game that make you want to think so you can win some fast money, especially if you want a game show or if you just playing for fun. The question is on who wants to be a millionaire to win the $1 million. What's 1 + 1? Come on now. You don't know what 1 + 1? 2. In our next game on the list for the sharpen the mind is Jeopardy. And I want to say rest in peace, Alec Trebek. Jeopardy is one of my all-time favorite games. It's like one of them games that if you want to sharpen your mind, it takes you to like a whole nother level. Because no questions, they be hard as hell. I'm telling you, it be hard as heck. Like when I be playing it on my phone and I be playing like against the computer and stuff like that. And you know how sometimes when you playing a game and you have like the computer playing against you, the only thing the computer be trying to cheat all the time. So I be so happy. I be using like my double chance, so it can give me a second chance so I won't mess up. So if I do make the first wrong choice, I have a chance to make the second right choice. But Jeopardy is an all-time favorite. Do I have any Jeopardy fans that's tuning in today that like to play Jeopardy as well too, as much as I do? When I'm playing that game, I be in my own little zone. I feel like I'm like a big little kid again. I really do. Even though the game is mainly for adults, but also it can be for kids as well too, because our kids' mind should be sharpened every day with positivity, because there's so much stuff going on, especially now in today's world. The next game I have on a list for sharpening the mind is Don't Ask Me for No Money game. No, I don't have no money. Don't ask me for no money. Don't call me for no money. I don't have it. I don't have it. I know many of you like that game. Many of you listeners, I don't have it. Don't ask me for no money. Sharpening the mind in many different ways is easy ways that we can do, sharpening the mind in many different ways can help benefit your life by learning how to generate long-term wealth for you and your family to pass down generational wealth. Do you have a passion or a gift that you've been, that you can do very well? Whether it's writing, singing, dancing, whatever they may be, use it. If you feel like, you know, if you feel as though like, okay, this is something that I like, I'm passionate about, I want to do this, do it. Time is going by fast. You know, when you work, when you have something placed inside of you, you have to use it. Because if you don't use it, people won't be able to see that talent that God placed inside of you. People die with their gifts. So it's important to use that gift that you have inside of you and use your passion, because it's not only going to benefit you, it's going to benefit your family, and also it's going to help sharpen your mind in many different ways. I have a list of 10 books you can read or listen to on audio that can help sharpen your mind. The first one I have is Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. Number 2, Who Moved by My Cheese by Spencer Johnson. Number 3, The Mind Connection by Joyce Meyer. Number 4, If You Think You Can. Excuse me, let me say this one. Okay, it says, okay, number 4 list for the book audio is If You Think You Can by T.J. Hoseton. Number 5, Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki. Number 6, 60 Ways to Keep Your Brain Sharpened. And that's by Bonnie Beth Spurman. Number 7, Habits of a Happy Brain by author Loretta Gonzo Bonnerin. Number 8, Brain Food by Lisa Mosacon. Oh my gosh, these last names can be so hard to pronounce at time. Number 9, Strong Memory, Sharp Mind by Frank Mitscherich. And number 10, Action Plan by Susan Osman. Check those lists of books out that I have mentioned to help sharpen your mind. If you're the kind of person that don't like to read books, you can listen to it in an audio form. And you can go on Amazon and find these books in an audio book or a regular book form. Or you can go on YouTube and they might have the audio book that you can listen to it for free on your own. Okay. And also I wanted to mention as well too is this. Let me see what else I was saying. I know that many of you listeners that's on the go may find that audiobooks is more funnier and more better. Because just imagine, okay, here I go acting silly again. So let me get straight right to the point. Damn point. I know y'all probably thinking like, Dag, you know, Zuri, you know, she shares these stories, but she kind of draws it out a little bit. So I'm going to get right to the damn book. I'm going to get right to the straight point to what I was saying. So this is what I was saying. I'm going to say, just imagine you chosen one of the audiobooks that I had mentioned, you know, on a list. And say, for example, if one of them was Think and Grow Rich. Excuse me. One of them was Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. And you listening to it. Your mind gets sharpened right away. And then out loud you say, I'm rich, bitch. Nowhere. Now, that's a good way to sharpen the mind. Sharpening your mind by speaking your truth and being yourself, I know, can be hard for a lot of people due to having fears of being rejected by others. And not only just that, but trying to discover the true you. I know it can be hard and it can be a lifetime journey for many people. And to be honest with each one of you, I also face many of these issues as well in my life. And I'm still facing it as well, too, of being my true self. But as time went on, you know, I have learned in my life journey to continue to learn how to be myself, my true authentic self. Because when you try to mask to be something that you're not, it can keep your mind cloudy. But when you true to who your heart is and who you know that God wants you to be, your mind is sharpened and you're sharp as a person, because not only does it make you look beautiful on the inside, but it also makes you look beautiful on the outside as well, too. And I want to encourage each one of you listeners that's tuning in today, that's having a hard time being yourself and trying to face your true self, regardless of who accepts you or not, my friends. I accept you for who you are, because we are all beautiful individuals. We always going to have people and people that try to put us in our own category. But once we discover the person that God had made us to be and see the true beauty of being your awkward self, not only does it help you to live a fulfilling life, it helps sharpen your mind in so many different ways that it leaves an effect not only on you in a positive way, but also effect on other people that support into your life. And it can be even people that you may not know. I'm going to go into a short commercial break. When I get back, I'll be finishing up our discussion topic for today: easy ways to sharpen the mind. Let's go.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Off to my city, off to my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet. Feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it, moving so phenomenally. Come on, rock the way we rock it, so don't stop.
This commercial break is brought to you by Zuri Flower Healthy Food on the Go. Check out Zuri Flower Healthy Food on the Go at Zuri Flower 8 Instagram page. All right, y'all, I am back from the commercial break. Y'all should have seen me how fast I was running back from the bathroom and back to the mic. I felt like I was moving like the road runner. Beep, 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 beep. Sharpen a mind when you first getting out of bed and struggling, because you need that fresh cup of coffee. And when you get that first sip, you feel like you have all the energy in the world. It makes you want to dance. Listeners that love to eat, what you eat does matter. It can affect your mind in a positive way or a positive way. But it can affect your mind in a positive way or a negative way. That's what I meant to say. But I'm going to focus more on the positive by sharing brain foods that can help sharpen your minds. The first food is almonds. Almonds helps to increase blood flow to the brain. And the second one I have is broccoli. It assists in helping to properly make your brain function correctly. And the third one I have for brain foods to help sharpen your mind is apples, which are powerful for your mind, body, and help to manage your emotions. Number four, I have cabbage. It's a high intake of conifers. I don't know if I pronounced this word right, everyone. A cabbage is another brain food that will help sharpen your mind. And it says it has high intake of crucifies, which lower the risk of the brain. You're probably like, what the hell she just say? And then I have ginger, which cures for intake of inflammation that protects the brain from diseases. And last but not least, I have blueberries, which helps to improve learning and motor skills. It's amazing how different foods and that we eat can have an effect on our body, especially in a negative way, but also is amazing also how when we eat certain foods, it can help us not only feel better, but also helps our brain, our hearts, everything. So it's amazing. I also wanted to include three other things of different things that can help sharpen a mind. And I know many of you listeners that like to get your drink on, some alcohol drinks. Here are three alcohol beverages that can help sharpen a mind. The first one is champagne. The first one is champagne. It's an excellent way to sharpen the mind, especially if you find yourself forgetting a lot of things. Celebrate champagne more often. The bubbly drink may possibly enhance memory performance. On the top of that, champagne can help enhance the quality of skin. I don't know about you, but these are two aspects I feel like I can improve on. Absolutely. The second one I have for alcohol beverage that can help sharpen a mind is whiskey. Yes, whiskey. Now, that's a good drink. I know it's a little strong. I had it before a long time ago. I'm more like a wine drinker. Whiskey contains many antioxidants as of a glass of wine. Try taking a lot of whiskeys as your next fighting off preventing a cold excuse. Whiskey also contains ellagic acid, which is known for fighting off cancer by absorbing red cells. Rum. Do I got any rum drinkers just tuning in? Rum isn't a popular alcohol drink to many people, but it's a good drink that helps benefits. It's a good healthy drink that benefits the mind, to sharpen the mind. It's made from molasses and other sugar cane byproducts. Rum can be proven to enhance mental health in many ways in moderation. A standard serving size can reduce anxiety and so forth. Yes, I know y'all love that for you listeners that like to have a drink here and there. I don't think it's nothing wrong with that. Absolutely not. And speaking of the alcohol drink, I think I'm going to have a drink right after. I think I'm going to have a drink right now. Side note, I'm not going to have a drink right now. I'm going to wait till like tomorrow, Friday. You know, I got to stay focused. Stay laser focused on talking to y'all. Because I don't want to, you know, be drinking, have a little, even though I'm not a big drinker. I don't want to, like, say, for example, if I was to have a drink, like a strong drink. I don't want to, you know, be all a little toasted and I'm getting my words all mixed up, skipping words. Y'all like, dang, she is lit. Moving forward, everyone. Next on the list to sharpen the mind is cursing someone out. That's been getting on your nerves. That will help us. Next, let me start all over again. Next on the list for sharpening the mind, which I know that many of you are going to love this one. Cussing someone out, letting them know how you feel, especially some people that have been getting on your damn nerves. You know, you just let it all out. Mother, beep, beep. What? Now that can help sharpen the mind. Having the right people in our lives that have good intentions and are best at heart can help sharpen the mind. When we have toxic people in our life, it clouds up our space, our energy, and our life just in general. Sharpening the mind is kind of like, how can I say this? I'm trying to think, how can I put it in words? If you're the kind of person that's on the go and you have a busy schedule and you wear multiple hats, creating a task list of what you have to do can help you to stay in order of what you want. It can help you to stay balanced. It can help you to stay focused and keep your mind on track so you can take care of everything that you have to do and not feel like your mind is all cloudy. And it is to help you feel better. It is to strengthen your mind. And then not only will it strengthen your mind, but it will also help you to, how can I say this? It can help you to create a good habit for yourself every day. There's something you can do. You know how, like, if you do something for a long time over a period of time, it creates a habit. So say, for example, if you're used to like having like a cup of coffee every day, and if you don't have a cup of coffee every day, you feel like something is missing. So that's like kind of like what's create that helps to create a habit. So having a task list to help you stay organizing your life and writing down what you got to do. Whether you have your phone, which I believe having a phone and writing in your phone can be easy because technology today, everybody had their phone with them all the time. And people write different notes and stuff like that. And that's what I do. I usually like to write my task list of what I have to do that day or doctor's appointments. That helps me to stay focused and it helps me to keep my mind sharp so I don't have to be like all over the place. Letting go of the past, of past hurts and unforgiveness, whether it's forgiving others or yourself, that can help sharpen your mind to move forward to help live the best life you deserve. Prayer changes things. In closing thoughts, this is what I want to say, everyone. Prayer changes things, not only just the mind, body, and spirit, but in everyday life. If it wasn't for God, I wouldn't be the woman I am today. And not only just because of prayer, but everything God has made me to be. I noticed that when I faced my hardships and hard things that I felt like it was up against me, whether it was people up against me or job situations or just everything in life, I felt like prayer, I know that prayer has helped me to overcome a lot during the dark times in my life when I felt like giving up. And another thing that helped me also, the second number one thing that helped me in my life, sharpen my life, when I decided to live my dream and to live my purpose. And one of the things that I enjoy doing is one of my gifts is sharing it with each one of you, is talking to you each Positive Thursdays and inspiring and encouraging everyone. You just never know who life you may change. Whatever passion or gift that you like to do or you good at, you never know who life you are changing in the process. Sometimes when we pursue different things in our lives, we think that it's like for just that one purpose, or it might can be for a certain smaller thing. But what we don't know, it can be for bigger things, not only to make our life better, but also we also changing other lives in the process. So if you're doing that today, you should be super proud of yourself. I'm proud of you, and I want to keep encouraging each one of you and telling y'all that whatever you're going through, or if you're facing any trials or tribulation in your life, you can get through it with prayer. It's possible. And facing them obstacles that you may be facing and confronting everything that you need to confront, that helps sharpen the mind. And even myself, I had to face certain things in my life and learn how to let it go and forgive. Although some things we can forgive. We can forgive things and people and even ourselves, but some things we can't forget. But it's a part of life. And I always want to say, I want to thank each one of you for tuning in and listening to me each and every Positive Thursday. I'm so happy that it inspired each one of you. Please share this podcast with others because it is powers in the numbers. And I would love to hear your feedback from this podcast and your input of what you thought about this podcast, and to give me other future podcast ideas that I can discuss on future shows. And follow me on Twitter. I'm at Zoe Flower Twitter. And follow me on Instagram, Zoe Flower 8 Instagram. And please subscribe to my YouTube page, Zoe Flower YouTube page. Stay safe, everyone, and God bless each one of you. And I'll talk to you on the next Positive Thursday. And remember, sharpening your mind is so easy to do. You just don't know that the simple things we do in life, it helps sharpen the mind. Well, God bless y'all. I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Off to my city, off to my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet, feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it, moving so phenomenal.